grass clipping project started when we were able to feed large amounts of grass clippings from several companies in the Denver metro area. We could feed their clippings to the sheep, and they would do quite well, and it really placed a lot less stress on the landfills. And then we had some questions from some various farmers, part-time organic-type producers, wanting to know what kind of chemicals were involved in the grass clippings. Well, currently there's just three chemicals that are legally allowed to be applied to grass clippings, and then the clippings can be fed. And that's 2,4-D, Banvil, and MCPP. They're all water-soluble, broadleaf herbicides. And one of the reasons that they're able to be labeled is how quickly they leave the system. So we set up a project where we would convert them to grass hay and then to grass clippings that were from a yard, in a big yard, from a producer who helped us with this project. He applied the chemicals at the various times, mowed the grass clippings, and then put them in bags, identified what date the chemical was applied so we would know how far away from the application this particular bag would be. And then we went about taking blood and urine samples daily on the chemicals to see how much, what the level was in the blood and urine. And it was very high for each animal, and we were a little concerned that maybe the grass clippings would still retain some of the chemicals after they were pulled off the treated grass. And as it turned out, it was just instantly, even though it was very high to begin with, within 24 hours, all three of the compounds were totally out of the system. So it really worked out quite well. We did a program with some of the organic producers, and they saw as quickly as that gets off, it could be very good use of this.